This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, Gulf Coast and worldwide. As you're listening to Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, later we podcast the show on the team website, usfdracing.org. You got to check it out. Thanks to Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway. If you're coming to check out Mobile International Speedway Racing tonight, you might want to stop by Ed's on the Causeway. You can feed the Gators. They're back out and about, which is pretty cool. Thanks to Sunny South Raceway and Montgomery Motor Speedway. All these awesome tracks are on board, helping advertise and get the show on. So what do we got today? Well, Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway is standing by. The next race is March 31st. Also, Deep South Speedway doing it in the dirt tonight, also in Loxley. So Casey from there is going to talk about last weekend's race and this weekend's. And this, I'm excited about this young 21-year-old Dion. His name's Dion Von Moltke. If you haven't heard from him, he drives for APR Motorsport. That's Grand Am's only Alabama-based team. And last weekend at the 12 Hours of Sebring, he won his class. He's been testing and getting ready for the race coming up next weekend at Barber. We're going to talk about that and just the awesomeness about driving his new Audi that they've just built special purpose for Grand Am. And they actually had to put louder mufflers on him because when they were racing at Daytona, they couldn't hear him. So we're going to talk all about that, which is cool. And beyond that, also practice day today and first race next weekend at Montgomery Motor Speedway. So Chris Carter's standing by. But the biggest news so far starting this huge race weekend off was the rain. And it came and it really washed out our chances to do racing at Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola. So Tim Bryant's standing by, and the next couple of weekends going to be pretty busy for you, Tim. Good morning and happy race day, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Kane. And I tell you, Full Throttle says it all. We're wide open into the racing season, and of course, last night's opening race postponed by the weather. You know, all of the weather that sat on Mississippi and Mobile there for so long over the last couple of days worked its way into Pensacola early yesterday. To be perfectly honest with you, it blew out a lot quicker than any of the forecasters thought it would. Yeah. Maybe could have got some racing in last night. However, the call had already been made. So actually, we just kind of shifted gears. Everything switches to MIS tonight for what will now be the first half of a doubleheader weekend. And a great field of cars on the Gulf Coast for it. We're going to have some great racing tonight at MIS. And then tomorrow, it'll be a Snowball Derby replay. It'll be a Sunday afternoon event. We'll open the gates at 10 a.m. Start practicing at 12, and at 2 o'clock we'll be racing here at Five Flags.
Well, I'm excited because you just said it all right there, and it was billed all this week through all the marketing and everything that you guys did to get the word out that yes, it is going to be a repeat of the Snowball Derby. You've got the past winner Chase Elliott from last year, DJ Vanderlei, his second place right there. You've got big names like Cale Gayle going to be here this weekend as well. So man, it's going to be huge. And there's nothing like there's nothing like a Sunday race at Five Flags Speedway, brother. I love it.
Well, I mean, certainly we closed out 2011 with a bang, so maybe it just seems appropriate that we open up 2012 the same way. And you mentioned Cale Gayle, fresh off that big ARCA win at Mobile, and back be in action tonight, of course, at Mobile, and glad to have him here tomorrow. A lot of fans here in Pensacola for the Ream team, so we're excited about that. Of course, the rematch with DJ and Chase Elliott, but we've got a strong list of contenders. I mean, we had nearly 30 cars on ground. And, hopefully tonight's race will be clean and green, and, they'll all be here tomorrow.
Let me ask you, Mike Garvey there, is he going to be racing this weekend?
Absolutely.
Oh, there you go. Now, if you weren't there at MIS last weekend, DJ Vanderlei and Mike Garvey are obviously not the best of friends. DJ moved Mike. Mike moved a DJ. They ended up both wrecking their cars and limping. And they both were up front the whole time. What do you think about these two competitors tonight and also tomorrow? I hope they don't wad it up tonight so they can show up tomorrow for the show at Five Flags.
Well, you know what? I think everybody will make ample preparations if there is some wounds tonight to mend them, if you would, so that they can be back in action tomorrow. But I tell you, Kane, as I'm sitting here talking with you this morning, and I'm looking down the list of drivers that are on the Gulf Coast this weekend, a lot of them fit into that Mike Garvey, DJ Vanderlei category, and that is I'm going to the front. And nothing's going to stop me from getting there.
I tell you what, another young gun who's going to be out here along the Gulf Coast, Kyle Benjamin, talk about his rides.
Well, Kyle Benjamin, that black 71, I mean, you know, what he like Cale Gayle, has a tremendous fan base here, even though he's from South Carolina, and a big pro late model racer last year. He's going to continue that on this year, but also doing double duty with the super late model rank. So Kyle Benjamin will be a contender. Of course, you know, we always mention it. Freddie Query sitting atop that pit box is a big asset to any race team.
Well, and you've got other classes running, obviously, on Sunday. So tell us about the local divisions. And, you know, there's been a lot of practicing leading up, a lot of testing. These guys are ready to bring their cars home, and I call it home at Five Flags, their home track, to really put on a show for the fans. And if anything like the racing was last year, boy, I tell you what, you got some exciting stuff locally, too.
Well, we really do, and I mean, you know, never to cast them guys to the side, because they are our featured attractions as well, and of course we're opening.
Uh-oh, you know what? We just lost Tim. Can you believe that? Hold on 1 second. Man, I hate that. Live radio at its finest. Hold on 1 second. I believe we can get him on. He was just talking about those local divisions, and I am going to see if I can grab him one more time, and if not, I can go through it, but let's just see if we grab him. Sorry about that, y'all.
Hey, this is Tim. Sorry.
Hey, sorry about that, Tim. You're back.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
Lost signal, I guess. But anyway, the Superstock Sportsman and Bombers in action, and a host of them are ready. And you know what's even better for us this weekend is the fact that maybe after tonight's race, we might be able to get some of our good friends from Mobile to venture over on a Sunday afternoon event.
Oh, and that's the thing. I think no one's got anything planned. And again, if they don't have to lick the wounds tonight. Now, beyond that, you've got more racing coming up next weekend. Let's touch bases with that and even something special on Sunday.
Yeah, back-to-back here at Five Flags to open the season. Next Friday night, we'll open our Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series, another 100-lap event for that. We've already got a long list of entries set to come in for the Pro Late Model opener. We'll have a special event for the Sportsman next Friday night, and, of course, the Bombers as well. And then on Sunday afternoon, we'll have our next drifting event. These guys have been off for a month. They're chomping at the bit, and we're going to be sliding sideways out here on Sunday afternoon next week.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, something special. So we're coming from Mobile on Interstate. How do we find the track, Tim?
Exit 7, that's the Pine Forest Road exit, just a mile and a half south, and we're sitting right there on the highway, ready for folks to come in and see us.
Oh, there you go. Again, it's fiveflagspeedway.com, and excited to be in the tower next, actually this Sunday, to doing some announcing. So I'm thrilled to be a part of that, Tim, and I can't wait to see you tonight, and can't wait to see the racing on a Sunday afternoon. It's going to be huge.
Man, we're chomping at the bit here on Saturday morning with still two great races in front of us. So looking forward to it. We'll see you tonight.
All right, there you go. That's Tim Bryan from Five Flags Speedway. He's right, Dan. We got racing tonight. Hurricane Motorsports boys working on our cars right now as we speak. And then also beyond that, man, Sunday, it's going to be great. More racing? You betcha. We're going to have a double here. Casey from Deep South Speedway, he's coming up next talking about the dirt racing tonight. And Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway sharing a time. Next race coming up March 31st. We'll talk to both of these guys. And then I'm excited Grand Am driver Dion Von Moltke. You're going to learn all about this young 21-year-old coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later this afternoon, be podcast on USFD Racing. That's United States Fire Department Racing. That's where Hurricane Motorsports, we've teamed up with them again this year, and excited to be racing for volunteer fire departments across the country, doing lots of special events for them, and getting them into the tracks at discounted prices, which is pretty cool. Hang on, we've still got Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway. Also, we're going to talk with Dion Von Moltke. Again, he drives the APR Motorsport Grand Am motor vehicle. This is an Audi that was specially built just for Grand Am. He's 21 years old. Had a great race last weekend, won in his division, which is awesome. It's a 12 hours of Sebring, so we'll talk to him in just a minute. But, you know, the track last weekend at the dirt track was amazing. Deep South Speedway in Loxley. These guys are sponsoring the show. Glad to have them back on this morning. And, Casey, I'll tell you what, with all this rain that's come through from New Orleans all the way to the Gulf Coast, past Pensacola, you guys had your hands full, but you don't have a mud pit. You got a track, don't you, Casey?
We got a fine racetrack going. We, myself and the crew worked through the night there to make sure we can get the track ready to go for tonight, and we are ready to go now.
Yeah, what were you guys looking at? Obviously, with all the coal and all the showers moving through, it's a very slow process to get it out of here. So you probably had a lot of flooding in the mid area, and but you know, you guys just put those new drains in the track. How are they working out?
Oh, the drains are good. They work out real good. Keep the water drained out, and good. and it helps out a lot that so everything can't just sit there. And we got to work when as soon as the rain was out, we were sitting there waiting on it. As soon as it stopped, we jumped on it and went to work.
Awesome.
All the way till a little past midnight last night.
And like you said, you guys are ready, probably heading out to the track now. Let's talk about last weekend. Season opener, how was it?
It was great. A lot of fans, over 1,000 fans.
Wow.
I mean, just a lot of support. It looks like, the track itself is going to have a lot of support from the community and a lot of good compliments. Everybody enjoyed their time. The phone has rang all week about what a great job the crew's done out there, and just the time, the atmosphere that people enjoyed is with the music and the commentary with the two announcers and the racing itself, and then everybody just enjoyed it.
Oh, you got to put
had them out of there before 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And out there at a good got everybody home in a decent hour.
That's amazing, because you're looking at every class that ran, and you've got them again tonight. You've got the Nesmith Crate Late models. You've got the Open Wheel Modified Street Stocks, the Bombers, the Stingers, and the Vintage. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last weekend, I believe, the Bombers had the most cars. They ran for $900. That's amazing.
$900.
That's enough to almost build one.
Yes, that's unheard of money for the Bombers. And, again, this weekend, it was already on our regular schedule. Tonight they're running for 600. So we had 19 of them last week, and we're looking to have probably another 8-9 more cars than that. So I'm figuring 25 or so cars we'll have of the Bombers.
That is amazing. So, and that's great. You know, that's one of the startup classes, but you've got another one there. And the Stingers, those are those front wheel drive. Oh, what do you call it? I guess you see them Saturns. You see the Hondas out there and stuff. So it's also pretty huge, isn't it? As far as those cars, because this is really a beginning class, and you've got young kids that can actually get into these. Well, I hate to say young kids, but when can you start driving? If I got a kid with me, let's say my son wants to start, I want to get him a Stinger. Obviously, go get a Saturn. Those are the best things. I don't know why, but the way they're built and around the Gulf Coast, those are the cars that are always up front. How old you got to be?
12 years old. Whoa. And the Saturns are the car of choice. Just with the Saturns, a lot of that is plastic, the fenders and all, so the weight, and they get some horsepower out of them little Saturns.
Well, let's talk about, I also heard Nathan Ingersoll ran with your open-wheel modifieds last weekend, actually caught fire and got the fire out. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he took the win.
Yes, Nathan caught fire in the heat race, and
wow.
The fire looked pretty bad. It looked like it might have did a lot of damage in the heat race. And got the fire contained. He went back. His crew thrashed on the car, got everything right. He come back and won the feature.
That's so awesome, man. You're from flames to the top, and Nathan's a hell of a driver, so I appreciate, and I guarantee he'll be back out there playing in the dirt tonight, I'm sure. So let's talk about tonight. What's the story? When do the gates open? What are we going to see?
Gates going to open at 4. The race going to be at 7 o'clock sharp. And, it'll be an action-packed night. Got a lot of things still. Trying to keep more things going on for the kids. Keep the families with small children. To give them something to do. There's, there's plenty of things for them to do. We've actually opened up the Sugar Shack for the kids there.
Now, explain what that is. What's the Sugar Shack?
It's a concession stand for the kids. It's got, all the anything you can imagine that the little kids always want, the juices and the candies, the sweet stuff, the stuff that you really might not want your kids to have when it gets too late, but early is a good time. But the cotton candy, popcorn, just everything that you can. As people ask, four things and we don't have it. We had a couple Slim Jims. Somebody asked last week, we need to carry Slim Jims. We got Slim Jim.
You're getting a request. How cool is that? Well, I tell you,
we encourage that. If there's something that we don't have in the concession stand or something you'd like to see, definitely let us know. We're glad to. If we can make it happen, we'll make it happen. We want everybody to have a good time and have what they want there.
No, well, Well, that's good. Well, I tell you what, we're excited to be a part of it again, and you've got all this and out. Next weekend's another huge show. You guys, by the way, are the only track along the Gulf Coast that races every single weekend, which I think is awesome. And, man, they're back. The Cajun Sprint Cars, can't wait. I'm going to be announcing over there. I'd love to get a ride in one of those, by the way, just off the record, okay? tell me about
if I get time and get mine put together, we might have to work that out.
I'd be more than happy. Not necessarily race with them boys, but maybe just putz around a couple times. I'll help you pack the track. How's that? Talk about it, man. The Cajun Sprinters next weekend. What's this all about? These guys are amazing. And if you haven't seen them, I'm talking 3 and 4 wide in the dirt.
Yes, they'll be in for the first time for this season. It's actually their second race of the season. Tonight is their season opener in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh.
And, they're the guys are caught. I expect that we'll probably have 28 to 30 of them show up. They are all pumped up about it.
Wow.
Even some guys coming out of South Florida coming up here. I mean, they're coming from everywhere.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a great job with the track, and obviously all the time that you've had to do this week because the weather is going to be great again. So how do we find the track coming on I-10?
Exit 44 in Locksley in Alabama, 4 miles north of the interstate on the left-hand side.
All right, and obviously we'll have you back next weekend. Casey, we appreciate you being part of the show, and good luck tonight. And remember, $600 to win for the Bombers again. I think you're going to have a lot of cars out there. Gates open at 4, racing starts at 7. Get there early and get you a good seat. And, again, the only other track along the Gulf Coast where you actually can bring your coolers in. You still doing that, let people bring their beer in tonight?
Yeah, still doing the coolers.
Cool.
You bring the cooler, it's $5. You can bring beer only, and it has to be in cans. It cannot be in no glass.
All right, there you go. Well, Casey, we appreciate you coming on board. Good luck tonight, and hope you have a great crowd, and I know you will. And it's time to do it in the dirt, brother. Get out there to the track and get to work.
Well, thank you. Anytime, and we'll see you out there.
I guarantee you will. All right, there's Casey again. Casey Hines, a hard-working guy right there, and he's going to be set up and ready for Deep South Speedway. Still got Montgomery Motor Speedway. I want to remind you that Rick Crawford texted in this morning, said good morning to all you race fans, and yes, we're racing tonight. The huge, huge race. We'll talk a little bit more about Mobile International Speedway as well. And hang on, around the corner, Dion Von Moltke. Who is he? You're about to find out. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later this afternoon on the team website, usfdracing.org. We'll podcast that. That is United States Fire Department and my race team, Hurricane Motorsports, thrilled to be racing with all four of our cars, supporting them along the Gulf Coast, and obviously trying to raise a little bit of money for those wonderful fire rescue and ambulance folks. So we appreciate everything that they do. Coming up still, Montgomery Motor Speedway. Yep, they've got practice today, and then also next weekend, the season opener. Also, we're going to talk with Sunny South Raceway, Lonnie standing by, but I told you I was going to introduce you to a superstar, and I'm excited about it. This young man, 21-year-old, has already done so much. His name is Dion Von Moltke. He drives for the APR Motorsports. Now, that's Grand Am's only Alabama-based team, and I think that's pretty cool, so we'll have to talk with him about that. Dion, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great for having me on the show. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Great to be here.
And now, we were just talking off the air. You're down in Miami, which is an awesome place to be. Good way to start. What time is it down there?
Yeah, it's, I guess, 9:30 in the morning now. So
okay.
Just enjoying some nice, throw almost 85 degrees.
Jeez.
Down here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to start spring. Well, Dion, first of all, before we get into who you are and what you've done, I want to congratulate you. Last weekend, we were talking, get off the air, the 12 Hours of Sebring race. You were running in a different series, and it was the GTC. You said it was a Porsche-only series. Tell us about what happened last weekend and where you finished, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really, really appreciate it. It's only my second time in the same event, and we were able to come out with a win. It was Alex Strobe's 8th win at the 12 Hours. My first time driving for him, and he's a bit of a legend in the sport, so definitely an incredible weekend. I mean, I ended up driving over half the race, about 6.5 hours, so by the end of that race, I was pretty beat, but nothing could take away from that win. It was definitely a special event.
Well, with you running in the Rolex Series at 21, that's got to be living the dream. I mean, we've got other drivers, young guys, Cale Gale, for instance, from Mobile, Alabama, doing great in the NASCAR trucks, going to be racing this weekend. It's great to see that, as they call you, the energetic young gun coming up. You started in karts. Tell us a little bit of how you did, because I love that. We try to talk on this radio show. There's lots of people along the Gulf Coast that do get started with the kids into karts, and so I think it's always important to talk about that. Tell us your experience through karting.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to start, if you want to become a race car driver, if you just want to have a great family event or anything like that, go-karts is one of the best things you could do. I mean, it was it taught me a lot about life and a lot about sports, and I grew up big time from entering into the racing scene. So I grew up, you know, when I moved to Miami, we got a go-kart and grew up racing locally, and then next thing we know, it was state championships, national championships, and went to a couple world championships as well in go-karting. And, you know, if you don't get involved with it, you don't understand how big and how just amazing that industry really is nowadays. And it's a great way to enter into any racing scene. And I talk to any of the young kids coming up and asking what they should be doing, and I say, well, definitely you should be go-karts, and then from there, try doing some skip barber or something like that is definitely the way to go.
And that's kind of what you did, right? You went from the karts to skip barber, and then beyond that, how did you find yourself running in the Rolex Series? How did a young 21-year-old driver get to where you're at in such a short amount of time? And I say short amount of time, but you've been racing a while.
Yeah, I've all been racing about 7 years now, and it's actually a pretty cool story. Out of Skip Barber, we realized that, you know, we didn't have the sponsorship at the time to go open wheel racing, which is was of course my dream coming out, you know, go Formula One, any, you know, 16-year-old guy, that's what we want to do. But there's a new team called APR Motorsports forming up, and they're running VW GTIs in the Continental Race Series. Back then it was known as Coney Challenge. And we signed up with them the first season, and it was my first professional season running with Ian Boss. And I left the team only to come back midway through the next year and win their first race for the team, first race for Volkswagen internationally in a long, long time. And then I left the team again to go race Daytona Prototypes and go run the American Le Mans Series. But then I came back actually this year in their first year in the Rolex Series, and to be able to rejoin my team now in the top level of racing in the first season for an Audi R8, pretty special deal.
That car's amazing. You're getting a lot of generation of attention on there. Tell me about what's so special that Audi's done, because they built this car purposely just for this Grand Am series, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you just look at the car before you even drive it, and you understand why they've been so successful in all forms of motorsports. And once we got in it and were able to drive it, it just really kind of reaffirms that same thought that I had, that this car is definitely a car that can win this year out of the box. And we're, you know, continuing to learn about it. We're continuing to develop the car with the support from APR and the support from Audi, and also our primary sponsors with Parathyroid.com, PR Newswire, and South African Airways. They all help and help pitch in to make sure that we're going to turn this car into a winning effort.
You do have South African heritage. Tell us about your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And both my parents are South African. My whole family's still really back there. And, you know, I was born in the States, but I race under the South African flag. Yeah. For me, it's in my heart, it's definitely home. And we're able to go back home quite often, luckily. And it's a special, special country. And if you guys have never been, stay tuned to my Facebook or Twitter pages, because we're going to have a racing tour at the end of the year there, and it's going to be an incredible prize. It's going to be a 10-day tour back home, and you'll get to see some racing back there, get some racing experience yourself, and also see an amazing country.
That's cool. 21-year-old Dion Von Moltke is who we're talking with right now. Again, he drives for the Audi factory, well, really for the Alabama-based team here, APR Motorsports. I love the story about your recent test at Barber. You had to install a new exhaust system because the engine was so quiet at Daytona, they say drivers couldn't hear it in traffic, and it kept hitting the rev limiter. What's the story there? Because I've got the video on my Facebook of you taking times there, and it sounds like a street car, man.
Yeah, I mean, you would fire it up and, you know, drive off, and you would be like, well, is the car actually on right now? And I'd heard stories of, like, the Audi R15s and the drivers saying that they had to really readjust their driving style because they couldn't hear the car. And I'd, you know, you hear that, but you wonder how true it really is. And, man, I got into the R8, and it's not good for the car to hit it off the rev limiter before we shift.
Wow.
And we kept doing it on the bankings because these new Porsche exhausts are so loud that all we could hear are them. And it really, I never expected it to have that big of an impact. You don't realize how much you rely on the sound of the engine in a race car until it's taken away from you. So I'm looking forward to, not only for me, but for the fans as well. I mean, it's great to be able to hear the car, and it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and again, you guys are racing next week in a Barber Motorsports Park. The IndyCar is going to be there too. It's going to be a huge event if you've never gone. Now, you got to look it up online. What do you like about that course?
You know, it's actually one of my favorite courses in North America.
Wow.
The facility is beautiful for the fans that come. It's a track where you can see a lot of the action.
Mm-hmm.
The way the tracks lay out, you see more than just one corner and the car drives away. You can see a lot of it. And, of course, it's pretty fan-friendly. You guys can get into the paddock in the Grand Am Series and come see the cars and come kind of meet the drivers and see the action behind the scenes, which you normally don't get to see. And for a driver, the elevation change is probably one of the most technical circuits we go to. It's extremely tough to get every corner right and for qualifying and for the race. So it's definitely a very technical circuit with a lot of hard places for overtaking. It's not the best places. So that creates even more action, especially with the Daytona prototypes out there with the GT cars and mixing it up. And it's definitely going to be a great race, as it always is.
It's a little bit smaller track, too, as far as passing. It's kind of a bit difficult in some of those areas. Is there a better place to pass there at Barber?
You know, you have to definitely be a bit creative when it comes to overtaking.
That means you
there.
Use your bumper, you liar.
Well, luckily, we do have four great fenders, but I don't want to beat up our beautiful Audi. It looks great just the way it is. So we hope to be out front so we don't have to overtake many cars and drive away. It's kind of our hope, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, Dion, at Grand Am Racing is one of my favorites because it is it's a NASCAR, but it's like NASCAR road course beating and banging because you guys aren't afraid to do that. And I love that. And what attracted you to that class?
You know, it's just when you take a look at the world of racing and the caliber of drivers in every series, the Grand Am's really kind of steps apart from almost any other series in the States. And I include every series in what I looked at. And the level of drivers from ex-Formula One guys to the NASCAR guys coming to the IndyCar guys going to the famous sports car guys, everyone's there. And you really get a judge of how good you really are here. And it's a great place for sponsors. It's a great place for fans. It's a great place for drivers. And I'm really enjoying the action so far in Rolex Series. It's a lot of fun for a driver to be a part of.
A young, single 21-year-old ladies, I'm just saying, look him up on Facebook, Dion Von Moltke. He's a hot commodity for sure. And I appreciate you coming on board. Hey, where do you want to take it? You're already at the top leader for a lot of drivers. I mean, to say, hey, I'm a Grand Am driver, that's awesome. Are you happy where you want or are at now? Or, you know, you talked about open wheel. Is IndyCar something that you might still consider?
You know, I definitely am looking to win a few championships now in sports cars. And, you know, obviously I still watch IndyCar. I still watch Formula One. In fact, I'm catching up on Formula One qualifying right now.
Sweet.
But, I like where I'm at now. I really enjoy the sports car scene. And I think it's one of the biggest growing sports in the world right now.
Yeah.
And to be a part of that is nice, to help build it with Grand Am's a special opportunity. And, you know, I'd like to win some championships and one day drive, you know, some different Audis and try some different things. But definitely, I really enjoy the Audi. I really enjoy working with them and the API Motorsports as well. So, you know, right now I'm happy where I am, and I'm just focused on Barber Motorsports Park and to bring the car out in the highest position as possible.
Well, I tell you what, it's been great to talk to you and learn a little bit about you. I know the fans have enjoyed it. Again, Dion Von Moltke, you can look him up on Facebook, on the Grand Am Series, and obviously see you next weekend at Barber Motorsports Park. So thank you so much for getting up early, sharing some coffee with us this morning, and talking some racing.
No.
And, hey, when you win this championship, tell me you'll come back on the show right now. Putting you on the spot.
I will be back on this show. If we are able to bring this championship, I'll be the first show I'll do.
I love you, Dion.
I really appreciate that.
Hey, checks in the mail, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll see you later. Next weekend, again, you'll be able to see him, and that's going to be an amazing, amazing event. So thank you for Dion coming on. Hey, more tracks, talking it. You betcha. We're going to wrap up the show, this last segment, with two different tracks. Hang on, Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway updates us all about what was going on at the old private Bristol in our own backyard in Grand Bay. That's Sunny South Raceway and Montgomery Motor Speedway, too. Hang on, it's around the corner. It's race day along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. It's time for a big race weekend along here. How about it? From Five Flag Speedway to Mobile International Speedway tonight, Kyle Benjamin. And we've got Chase Elliott. Oh, man. Hello, that's enough to come on out there. DJ Vanderlei, Mike Garvey, they're mad at each other. No, they're pissed at each other. They're going to be beating and banging. And then, on top of that, we've got the local divisions. It's going to be huge racing to Mobile and to Pensacola. And we've got more racing continuing. Last weekend, it's Sunny South Raceway. They put it on them. And it was some good racing. Taking this weekend off, March 31st is the next race. And we've got Lonnie on with all the details. Good morning, Lonnie. How are you? And happy race day.
Good morning, Kane. Happy race day to you, too. And, man, it's Are you excited about tonight at Mobile International Speedway?
You know, I am, because I got to say real quick, props to my guys at Hurricane Motorsports. Last weekend, Rusty Powell Jr. got involved in a wreck. Wasn't his fault. There's some over-aggressive driving. You know how it is. You're racing, and he just got piled up, bent the crap out of our frame, and it's back straight. And those guys put many hours in this week, so I'm greatly appreciative of all those guys. And happy birthday to my driver, Troy T-Rex Bartlett. He's 50 years old, and he can still hold on to the wheel. Now, we'll have to see.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old fart, so we hope that he's doing okay today and this morning. I have to do that because he always rags on me, so I got to do that to him too. But yeah, we're excited about tonight, so it should be pretty good. But I want to hear about what happened last weekend, because I heard some pretty darn good racing and good car counts out there at Sunny South.
Well, there was some very exciting, very close racing. You know, everybody's been off for a few months. This was our second race out at Sunny South Raceway last weekend. And everybody's chomping at the bit to get out there and trade some paint. And let me tell you, the rubbing is racing.
Did you have a lot of that out there?
That's us. Do what?
Excuse me. Caught me drinking my coffee. I said, did you have a lot of that out there?
Oh, well, there is. And it's so refreshing to get out there and see these cars. You know, I was racing the SCCA for a while. Mm-hmm. Doing autocross when you go out there one car at a time, but to see all these guys out there, you know, bumper to bumper, front to back, nose to tail, door to door is just great. Let me go down. I know we're limited on time here.
You're fine.
So I'd like to tell everybody who the top three finishers were from last week.
Okay.
At Sunny South Raceway, and the Bandoleros, Connor O'Kresick. Second race, second winner, Bandolero.
I tell you, he's going to be on the show. His schedule, I go through his dad, who owns Metro Glass, another great sponsor here, and Mobile on the race team, and we have to schedule him onto the show. We've been working for about 3 or 4 weeks. I think it's next weekend Connor's coming on. The kid's on tour. What is he, like 12, 11?
these are all young kids. Anybody that's driving a Bandolero this year is like in that age range, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old. Out there, first time in the Bandolero this year, and at a quarter-mile racetrack, I was looking at our transponder, the computer, last week. These guys' average speed was like 60, 62 miles an hour out there on a track.
And again, the amazing. Average age, what's the average age of the driver there?
I think they're around 10 or 11, 12, 13, something
that's
like
amazing.
That.
That's amazing. These cars now, these Bandoleros are the next step up from a go-kart. Use the same kind of gearing, but they've got suspension parts in a full cage.
Well, they have, it's called a semi-suspended chassis. There's it's just like a cart in the front, but there are coil-over springs on the back, so you can adjust it.
Okay.
You know, in the rear, which makes it kind of tricky, you know, but these guys get onto it. I mean, last year they had to institute a gear rule this year.
Oh, wow.
To slow them down, because over the last few years with the likes of Raylan Harris and Conley Dubuisson and Joseph McArdle, they were out there just blistering the track. And so we decided, you know, we need to keep this thing within the realm of safety and just slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
But Connor O'Kresick won. Andrew Nolan out of Pensacola, another second place finish for him. He was all over the back bumper, that O'Kresick. That's going to be a great, great rivalry right there. Jacob Stokes finished third in the Bandoleros. And the Stingers this year, finishing third was Daniel Martin. Second place was Lance Wood. And the feature winner was Randy Duff.
Was Randy driving a Saturn?
Dude.
Do I have to ask?
Really? Well, actually, I think Lance Wood is the only non-Saturn driver that finished in the top three. He's got some kind of black-looking, I think it's an Acura or something like that. So they found something in something other than a Saturn for a change.
Oh, very cool. Well, we've got about 3 more minutes. I know we're rushed for time, so let's go and talk about the next classes up. Obviously, you had a lot of them. I want to talk about those Legend cars.
Okay, the Legends' top three finishes, Tucker Yance finished third. Hunter Lewis was second. Jeremy Lundy is second in a row. Jeremy Lundy is an ex-national championship. We went to Wichita, where was it? Someplace in Kansas? Wichita, Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago, Jeremy Lundy won a national championship when we were racing dirt out there. So congratulations to Jeremy. In the pro challenges, the top three, Joseph McArdle finished third after blowing an engine.
Wow.
Because the third place car got disqualified because it was too light. Billy Elmore Sr. finished second. Billy Elmore Jr. finished first. And I have to give an honorable mention to a young man named Dave Nolan out of Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, I know Dave.
Dave has been having, he bought a Pro Challenge, had a little bit of trouble with his truck, got into a borrowed truck last Saturday night, did really, really well, led some laps in a borrowed truck, went through tech, and was 10 pounds light.
Oh, man. So, should have had the cheeseburgers before he went out.
That's right. Should have had... Should have had an extra glass of Miss Nancy's sweet tea.
That's right, that's it.
But okay, next weekend is double points racing at Sunny South Raceway. Huge. The battles are pretty tight right now, but wait till next weekend. It's really going to get exciting.
And you'll have all the divisions again, right?
We are. We're going to have, of course, the Bandoleros, the Stingers, the Legends, the Pro Challenge, the Mighty Mites won't be back until April 28th.
I was going to ask you about that. That's a new kart class. We've got about a minute left. Explain that.
Okay, the Mighty Mites are 8 to 12-year-old drivers, never had raced anything before. Mm-hmm. They have what's the name of the chassis that they got?
It's a champ kart.
Yeah, champ kart. Mm-hmm. They have an engine rule, tire rule, gear rule, weight rule, age rule. So they limit them on their speed, but you got to remember, these kids don't have any experience at all. We started out with like 5 or 6, and now we're up to like 8 or 9 because people came out to see them, and they're like, that is so cool. Grandma and Grandpa wants to see their babies get out there, so that's what they're doing. The gates are going to open next weekend at 4 o'clock. Practice is from 4:30 to 6:30, qualifying at 7. Racing starts at 8 o'clock. Man, it's going to be great.
Well, we'll have you back on next weekend. I apologize. We had so much to cover today, and we still didn't hit it all. We want to thank you for coming on. We'll start off early the show next weekend for you to really pump it up again and let everybody know, again, with that new kart class and everything else out of Grand Bay, Alabama. It's sunnysouthraceway.org. Look at the pictures of this track. It's like your own private Bristol in our own backyard. And what is your slogan? Training. You forgot your line.
Oh, we love you, man.
Oh, that'll work too. All right, hey, Lonnie, we'll see you next weekend, brother.
Hi, bud.
I love him, man. I'll tell you what, another crazy one. Chris Carter with Montgomery Motor Speedway back with us. Chris, good morning. Happy race day, brother. You're already busy because you're out at the track getting ready for your first practice session. You got a busy weekend next weekend, bro.
Hey, Tom, me and you, I got a beef with you, brother.
Okay, what's that?
You're talking about these drivers at Mobile tonight. I think you left off a big-time name.
Uh-oh, who was that? Chris Carter driving?
No. You left off my boy now. Come on.
Bubba?
You got to show some love to Cale Gill.
Oh, Cale. Oh, we did talk about Cale. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's back, and he's going to be obviously here tonight at Mobile, and also, fingers crossed, everything goes through smooth, the Sunday race. And I think it's going to be neat, a Sunday race at Five Flag Speedway. They're already billing it as, you know, a redo, if you will, or of another rematch of the Snowball Derby. So I think it's going to be huge. But, yeah, I know Cale's back in town. That's going to pack the stands out there, but also there's so much good racing going on there, you know, really is.
Gonna be good stuff.
Guarantee it. Well, I'm excited about what you guys got. Finally, it's opening day almost at Montgomery Motor Speedway. We've been building it up. You got the new bomber class, you've got a lot of excitement. Bobby Allison gonna be just hanging out in the grass.
And the grass is mowed.
And the grass is mowed. You did it.
The grass has been mowed. Oh Lordy, we have got the grass mowed at Montgomery Speedway. We're gonna start practice at 12 o'clock.
Good.
Some people said there's guys coming from ops. Some people say, Chris, this is going to be a record practice for Montgomery. I guess we'll see.
There's been a lot of talk about it.
It's the talk right now. Montgomery Speedway. I'm running ads. I'm got like 16 radio stations up here.
Wow.
Of course, my TV show started two weeks ago. I've already got 2 shows under my belt. This week we're going to do my show Talking in Circles with Montgomery Speedway's Chris Carter. We're going to do it live. So starting Thursday, it'll be a live call-in show and stuff. So I'm excited. People are talking about us. The news people are calling me. The Chamber of Commerce is coming out to see us and stuff like that. So we're going to have a very good season this year.
When you can get the community behind you, like Rick has done with Mobile International Speedway House, Tim has done with Five Flag Speedway, now as Chris is doing in Montgomery Motor Speedway, that's how you get success at a race.
Well, I'm a firm believer. I admire Rick Crawford and I admire Tim Bryant. I mean, to the sky and back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of promoters around. Same way. I admire them. I like the way they do things at Bowman Gray Stadium and stuff. And I watch and look what these people are doing. And, yes, I steal ideas from other people. I'm very proud of that. Because if it works there for them, surely it can work for me here at Montgomery.
What are we going to see next weekend for opening night? I mean, this is what it's all about.
We're going to see the street stock. We're going to have our buzz class. We're going to have street stocks, super stocks, and a 100-lap pro late model race. Right now, I've got 31 cars in it.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, pre-registering is went really well. 31 cars, man. So that tells me that I'm liable to have 35 to 40 for my first race. If
and
that happens.
You're looking at other tracks along the Gulf Coast and Esquire. You're not getting that car count in Pro Late Models. You know that, right?
Well, and I'm going by, once again, Speed Fest and what's going on at other tracks. I just watch and pay attention. 27 Pro Late Models took the green flag at Op at the Rattler.
Wow.
So, you know, if I could get 10 more than that, that would be a big deal. This Show Me the Money series is a very big deal to a lot of drivers. And we're also going to be able to provide them this year something at the end of the season they haven't been able to do before. When they win this Show Me the Money Series championship, there'll be some big money involved for winning it. So we've got people behind us. We're fixing to make a major announcement regarding my second Show Me the Money Series race on May the 12th. It will involve Ream, it will involve Gilgill, and it will involve Bubba Gill.
Wow.
So I'm going to announce that real soon.
I think you just did.
We're going to have a big time race for my second race, but we're just going to keep on keeping on. And you know me, I'm so honored. I want to thank Bobby Knox for this, you know, opportunity to be a track promoter, general manager.
Living the dream, like you said, living the dream. But, boy, I tell you what, there are some nightmares in that dream. It's not always easy, is it?
No, and it's already started, man. You know, you got your haters. Chris hadn't done it. I heard somebody say that the grass wasn't mowed. I mean, come on, people. Y'all get real. I mean, I've got a job to do, and I'm going to do it 110% because of my love and my passion for this sport. And anybody out there that's listening right now that knows me, and there's a lot of them that do, they know that this is what I'd rather be doing this than getting on stage and playing in front of 200,000 people. It's just that simple. This is what I'm, you know, was meant to do, I believe. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, I think the track will be a better place for you guys for doing it up there. I know you've put your heart and soul into it and a lot of sweat as well. The track looks good. I've seen pictures that you've sent me through the week.
Yes.
And I know you have a huge practice. Can't wait to have you back on again next weekend to really pump this up. And it's an off weekend for the Gulf Coast, at least for Mobile.
And that's the reason I did March 31st for our first race, Kane. I just wanted it to be. I've got a lot of people that told me at the ARCA race when I was there with Bubba Pollard. A lot of people. Chris, we're just coming to support you. Sandy Sanford, all kind of people like that. And that just makes me feel good to knowing that my hometown people are going to come and support me up here at Montgomery Speedway. It makes me feel good, brother.
Oh, trust me. We're playing with the idea of loading up the bombers. So we're thinking about it, too. Chris, good luck, and we appreciate it. I hope you have a huge car count for practice today, and we'll talk to you next weekend for sure, brother.
All right, brother. I'll come see you tonight. I'm going to come watch my boys, so I'll see you then.
All right, there you go. Chris Carter with Montgomery Motor Speedway. Probably doing a little bit of politicking tonight. Remember, Mobile International Speedway, they're racing tonight. Huge event. And again, we'll have Rick Crawford back on here soon. He got so busy this morning, didn't get a chance to get him on. He wants to tell the race fans to be out there early. Going to be a huge event. All the drivers that are going to race tomorrow. This is a great racing weekend. Think about it. Tonight at Mobile International Speedway. And then tomorrow at Five Flag Speedway, you're going to see the same cars, a great doubleheader. And I'll be in the booth at both of those. So we appreciate it. Good luck to my boys at Hurricane Motorsports. Thank you to Cooper Tires, Advanced Auto Parts, Ed's Seafood Shed. Nobody's faster than Aaron's Rent-to-Own, especially along the Gulf Coast. Mobile Metro Glass, Southern Signs and Graphics. Hey, these guys couldn't do the show without them. So God bless, and we'll see you next weekend.